closer. How miserable I am, he muttered. My God, how miserable. And joy gave way to the boredom of everyday life and the feeling of irrevocable loss. Chekhov. He took to reading Chekhov late at night and studied up on Fox Talbot and Callotypes. Watched the History Channel, anything on Lincoln or the Civil War, Caligula, who cut off tongues and fucked his sister. After Chekhov, he'd head downstairs, putter with a model plane, or pull the lint out of the dryer screen. Sometimes lie fetal on the couch, make toast, unbuttered. How miserable I am, he muttered. Why Chekhov and not Kafka or Conrad? Why Talbot and not Daguerre? Lincoln and not Adams or FDR? John Wilkes Booth and not Leon Czolgosz or Charles Guiteau? Why model planes and not carved decoys in the attic? All the while he was affable and focused, building a wooden box camera and writing an early history of photography. Grief like photographs, inerasable. My God, how miserable. I'm thinking back on childhood. He sucked his fingers, not his thumb. He seemed happy, but had trouble sleeping, afraid of the dark. Aren't all children afraid of the dark? Only later came the other things, the unspeakable. It reminds me of that deer we hit, the knife my then husband took to its throat, as men do, letting one brand of suffering cancel out another. That deer was a door to years of grief, and joy gave way to the boredom of everyday life. Chekhov's stories are essentially plotless. Mirsky wrote, they are a biography of a mood, and Chekhov himself hoped to write with the objectivity of a chemist. Bored, he traveled 5,000 miles, 3,000 in a rickety carriage drawn by horse to the penal colony on Sakhalin Island. Chekhov, in ill health, suffering, trotting his way through wilderness toward imprisoned sufferers, all to cross paths with the feeling of irrevocable loss.